We'll move on to action item number 14, discussion and possible action on commercial lease rates adjustment. John Hawes.
This is a summary to give you a little bit of background on the commercial leases that we have with the authority. You can see at Pasquinga Lake, we currently have 66 commercial leases. After divestiture, 16 of those are part of the divestiture program, leaving us with 50 after divestiture, and then there are five at Lake Granbury. So of the remaining that we assume after divestiture of 55, you can see the total revenue that we receive prior to any increase, prior to any action that we're talking about here today, would be $312,000. That's an annual amount for this next year of those 55 leases collectively, with the 25% increase, $340,000, an increase of about $28,000 of additional revenue collectively. There are 14 leases out of the 55 that are eligible for adjustment, 13 at Possum Kingdom, one at Granbury. And again, I've already mentioned the $28,000 is the additional revenue. The of those 14, the highest individual increase would be slightly more than $9,000 increase, going from $36,000 to approximately $45,000. With the smallest of the leases, the smallest increase, $179. So, as many of y'all remember that we're here, but I know we have some new board members that last year we had and. Frankly, several years prior to that, we've made the same recommendation, which was to increase all the leases that were eligible for increase, and most of the leases have a five-year increase provision in them, and of course they just come up in staggered times as that occurs. But some of the provisions allow them to be increased 25%, some allow them to be increased 30%, some have unlimited increases that are available. And so the recommendation had been for the last several years is to utilize a 25% increase, because that was the smallest amount the largest amount that all of them had that was available for all of them. So that was continuing to be the recommendation this time, but I wanted to give you the background on that. Looking forward, I believe that the approach we need to go to, and of course this divestiture thing has taken an awful lot of our of efforts and time at this particular point, but looking forward, what we really need to do on the commercial lease side is to gain an understanding of what the value of the lease is. We do not have or have never had appraisals of the property that we have under commercially leased at this point. We have some assessed valuation from Palo Pinto County, but it's not ever really been validated. And since it's never been the basis, it was never the basis for the lease rates that we had. It has never been verified or confirmed, and seems to be somewhat inconsistent in the way it's applied. So my recommendation is to ultimately go forward as soon as we can to get appraisals of these properties so we can understand what the value of the lease property is, and then at that point to determine what's the appropriate methodology for these, if in this case the 55 leases that we'll remain with after divestiture, as to how then we could continue to lease this property and for what amount it should continue to be leased for. Obviously, we'd still be subject to the leases as they are, and so even once you determine that, you may or may not, you may not be able to adjust or change the leases. You'd certainly have to stay within the terms of the leases. But at this particular point, we recommend our recommendation. Oh, sorry.
Are you proposing then, since we have at best a murky basis for determining what these lease increases should be, are you recommending that until such time as we get a proper appraisal, so that we can be sure that we're being fair and equitable, that we're not enforce any increases? Is that what you're recommending?
No, we're recommending this year to do what we have been doing, which was to increase at 25% which, of course, is approximately, it's every 5 years, so that's approximately a 5% increase on an annual basis.
But we have at best a shaky basis for that, don't we?
Well, I was just saying we don't know what the value, we don't really have a basis to know what the values of the properties are.
Right.
The leases have been, the lease rates that we have at this particular, of these 55 or 60 or whatever leases that we have, were arrived at some years back. Under whatever mechanism that was, or whatever approach that was, those lease rates have been set. What we have continued to do is to increase those leases by an amount as allowable in the leases when they come up for adjustment at this 25%, and that's what we've done. It certainly is to our benefit, I believe, to go and get values and to understand what the value of the property is at this point. But
let me just lay on the table where I'm coming from.
Okay.
You know, these are very difficult economic times, and we have a lot of, I think, our goodwill among our commercial property owners up there is worth something too. And I'm not, I mean, you have income producing properties, and perhaps those who are prepared to meet debt service, and others who may have to refinance their property in order to meet these rates. And I don't know, it just seems kind of a special circumstance time that we're in right now, especially if we put a commercial tenant in a position where they've got to go refinance their property, for example, in order to meet these increased prices. They may not even be able to get it refinanced in this particular market. And it, I don't know, I'm just throwing it out for discussion. I just think these are all considerations, I think, that it's incumbent upon us, especially in these, we don't cause anybody to go into bankruptcy or anything like this. So I don't know what the answer is exactly, other than appraisals, and I know we have contracts. I understand that.
No, John,
yes.
When would this increase go into effect?
January 1st. These are all eligible for increase effective January 1st.
Let me just say one thing. Being in the leasing business and going up on a person's lease today is almost impossible in them staying business. There's more business in trouble right now than I've ever known. And I've actually had to reduce some tenants. I haven't got any increase at all in the last 2 years. And I question what are the leaseholders having to say? Have y'all told them what you're going to do? Are they aware of this?
We have not told. There's not been any formal information sent out. I would suspect that most leaseholders are aware of the terms of their lease and that they're eligible for adjustment.
Most leaseholders are not aware of the terms.
Oh, okay. They may
so
not.
You go talk to them.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot it's time to renew my lease.
Okay. They may not be aware. Again, they possibly could or couldn't be aware of what has been the past actions of the board.
But my question is, have we gotten any input from any of these to send them a letter to say, you know, your lease is up for renewal or whatever on January 1, and we're considering a X number of increase.
Yeah. We've had input from one lessee that I've spoken with, and I don't know, Riley, if you've had any others that have contacted, but one of the lessees.
When you look at these numbers at the bottom, highest individual increase, and I apologize if
no.
That's a question, but is that $9,120 over the term of the lease? Is that annual?
The annual lease is currently $36,480 in 2010. It's eligible to go up effective January 1st, 2011, and would go to 45. A 25% increase would be an increase of $9,120, taking it to 45.
Per annum. Okay.
Per annum, I'm sorry.
Per,
yes,
per annum.
Annum. Okay. Excuse me. Yes, that's per annum. I should have put that on there. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's $9,000.
I have a question. What and you, I think you probably already said this, but what are the actual commercial rates right now per acre, or however it is that those are By square foot, or whatever it is.
That's an excellent question. Unfortunately, they weren't established that way. They were pretty much established over time. There's not a methodology or a rate per valuation or anything at this particular point. That's what ideally you'd expect that we need to.
So, Director Tesh, you mentioned the need for an appraisal, and that has been stated earlier. Do we have any type of a timeline? You have stated, yes, we need to do these things. Others on the board have said, yes, we need to do these things. Members from the public have said, yes, we need to do these things. So we all say we need to do these things, but do we have any type of a timeline to bind us to doing these things? An appraisal, setting a methodology and saying by this point, okay. I mean, I think that's a strategy that we need to develop and set a target date period and say by January 1st of 2011 or 2012, we have this structure in place. And I think that's something that we need to, right now we may have to shoot from the hip. Okay, I understand that. But I think that we need to do something that binds us to a specific strategy and have a date set.
I would have a real hard time with your method to your madness because this is what we did 15 years ago. I'm going to tell Dave, I'm going to sell my calf to you for the next 5 years, but I'm going to go up 5% every year. And what's he probably going to tell me? You take those calves and go stick them.
Yeah. And I think that when you go back to Director Ball's comment, you do have an economic environment where leases are very challenging to keep in place. And hopefully by the Patterson divestiture, we will have some type of basis to at least begin to go off of. And, Tesh, I like your approach that we hold stable until we can come up with some sort of hard methodology to base these leases off of, whether they're one, income-producing, two, non-income producing, but I think it's safe to say most of these commercial leases are resort-style leases, and they're being greatly impacted by the economy.
That's right, and I would echo what Director Ball commented. I just feel a little bit of a special circumstance because most of these commercial lessees are small business people, the very people who've been hit the hardest in this economy. They're the backbone of our economy. As everybody knows, small businesses employ 80% of the people in this country. And, I would just be in favor of being a kinder, gentler authority and giving them a break, at least for now, just out of general principles, if nothing else. And I certainly think the numbers indicate that it's in our best interest to go forward and have this 25%, it sounds like the smallest possible, and I understand the argument and everything, but sometimes there's special circumstances, and I just submit that we're in one of those right now. And
John, let me ask you a question. Is this reflected in the budget? Is this increase reflected in our income in the next year's budget?
This is reflected, this $28,000.
We're basically cutting out $28,000 of our budget. We're talking about
projected in there because we've done it. But that can certainly be made up. I mean, that's not just the fact that it's in there.
Budget dust.
It's right. It can be dealt with. I mean, that's.
I'd personally like to see maybe a 6 month to 1 year moratorium. Until let's see what the economy does.
I mean,
John, we're supposed to do it a 5-year adjustment, right? When is our deadline for doing that adjustment?
We could come back in October, and if there was on the normal board side, it's not effective till January 1st. So there's at least one other meeting between now and then if it wants to be reconsidered as nothing or at a different amount or no amount or whatever. So it doesn't have to be decided at this meeting one way or the other as far as whether you do it or you don't do it.
Mr. Chairman, I think that it seems to me that
let's just put this on hold. John, if you would come back in October and give us maybe a more detailed methodology to it, I'd appreciate it.
Well, wait a minute.
We'll put it on the agenda in October.
But Mr. Chairman, between now and then, commercial leasees have no guidance as to how they are going to go about.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think the board is going to pass a moratorium. I don't think the board is going to pass an increase at this point. I'd rather have a more informed decision in October. We're kind of at a stalemate. I can call for a vote, and we can either vote it up or vote it down. If the board would prefer, we can read the resolution and call the resolution. But it seems like we're a pretty mixed board at this point.
Mr. Chairman, I completely agree with you there. I would just like to also add that and maybe this is also your intent, but we have some type of a long-term timeline that during that presentation in October, when we come back and revisit this, if there's a timeline established as to when we get these properties appraised, how we do that, and it's not just, that all of that is encompassed in your recommendation there, and I would fully support that. And that's all.
Could we, Director Sloan, did you have something?
I was just going to say, most of these have a cap in them, don't they? They only go up so much.
Well, I think that's what John said. Some of them haven't.
Well, why don't we send them a letter just saying that be prepared to go to the cap in January?
Which I think the cap is. John, if I understood you correctly, there's a few different ones, but the smallest cap was 25%.
That's right.
Some that have no cap.
All of the leases allow. Yeah.
And so if you would prepare a letter, I think that's Director Sloan, I think that's a very good idea. Prepare a letter where the lessees said, this is what's being contemplated. It's not definite, but let's inform them of that potential.
Mr. Chairman, with considering the lessee's ability to predict the future and understand what their future holds, would it not be appropriate to consider a one year moratorium on any increases to give us time to do all of this? That way they'll know. I mean, 90 days is
well, Director Tesh, I'll be blunt. I'm in favor of an increase.
Pardon me?
I'm in favor of an increase.
Of the increase?
Yeah. I don't know about 25%, but I'm in favor of an increase. So I'm not in favor of a moratorium. If you'd like to make a motion to that effect, certainly do that.
I would like to make a motion.
Okay, please make your motion.
In response to this, that we impose a one-year moratorium on commercial increases in commercial lease rates.
Okay, there's been a motion made for a one-year moratorium concerning commercial lease rates at PK and Granberry. There are leases, there are commercial leases at both PK and Granberry. So you're suggesting for both.
I was speaking of PK. I didn't realize we were including Granberry in this. But
it's just really these 14. Right. I mean, that's what would be affected.
Okay. There's a motion on the table to institute a one-year moratorium for all commercial lease rates, increases to commercial lease rates to Granberry and PK.
I'd like to make a friendly amendment that or till a time that a fair appraisal is done to have a methodology to go off of. So if it's done in 6 months, we can go back and look at it and base that off of the current methodology. It doesn't have to be a year. But if we wait until 16 months down the road to get some type of firm methodology, then where do we go from there? Is that...
I felt like a 1 year was a good time to give some certainty to the people that we're trying to help. But
point of order, we don't have a second on this amendment.
We don't at this point. We're still trying to get the motion. So your motion is that still your stated motion is a 1 year moratorium?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
There is a motion and a second to institute a one-year commercial rate increase moratorium for both commercial leases at Possum Kingdom and Lake Granberry. Please poll the board. Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Good. Let me put one. Let Kent Randy put one other piece of information in the.
Well, we probably need to go back and look at the lease contracts themselves as well, because it's very possible, just so you know this, that these 14 leases here with the language within. Once we go through this year, the end of this year, that you may not be able to do anything with those leases for 5 years.
That's part of the concern.
Understands that there may not be even though
We put in a moratorium, it may turn into a five-year moratorium.
That's why we need to come back.
Okay, discussion. Director Ward.
I would like to know how this board can consider a moratorium on income when we're not even certain what it applies to, how big the properties are, what kind of commercial institution sits there, and then go along with 2 years of no increase for the employees of this organization. Sorry.
And I'm concerned, and I cannot give you the date and the specific issue, but I think we've gotten in trouble with moratoriums before. It's actually raised more problems and more difficulties, especially for those who have just gone through rate increases or have in the past. And so to just do a blanket moratorium seems to be, if my recollection is that it has often caused more problems in itself.
Mr. Ford.
Could I, not that I make a recommendation, but can I make a comment that it might be smart to table this, and then we've come back with the facts and have the where we don't make a decision that we don't do it. We'll come back to you in October.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Baldwin.
Well, I'm concerned about what Kent said a while ago, because I've never seen a lease that you either couldn't lower the lease rate, or
there's these lease rates, and correct me if I'm wrong, John. Every 5 years, the lease rate can be adjusted.
I understand
But there's only a specific time in which you can't adjust that rate. You can't go 7 years and adjust it retroactively or something like that.
Well, I understand that, but there's normally always exclusions in a lease that you can decrease the rent if you want to. If the situation is such that the tenant is having a hard time making it, you can decrease the rent.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen a lease that you couldn't. They didn't have options in it. I'm sorry.
Sure. What? I suspect you can always decrease it, because I would guess both parties will always agree to that. You know, if we want to decrease it, I assume the other party would agree to that.
What I heard there, okay. Probably not possible.
Hold on. Let's keep it together here. The suggestion is, okay, do we want to move forward with this vote? The suggestion was to table it, but if we do, we have to have concurrence of both the mover and the seconder.
I'm willing to remove mine.
Director Tesh?
I would concur to the thing that, I don't think it needs to be this complicated. I think that we can certainly, we wouldn't give up our right to increase this just because we didn't increase it during that 5 minute time period. Surely we have enough legal horsepower to do it in such a way that wouldn't forever, for the next 5 years, cause us not, and Laura Lee shaking her head. Yes, but whatever is the pleasure of the board. I think the sentiment has been made known. I think we all want to not be harsh here, and that's what we're trying to do. And if tabling it will best accomplish that until we can have a more fair addressing of this issue, I would certainly agree to that. I think a one-year period is going to go by just like that, and it will give them an amount of certainty. At least they've got a one-year breather, and then maybe by that time the market will turn around and they can get financing. So I'd prefer to do that, but I'd be willing to go with the tabling.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand. Both the mover and the seconder agree to table the resolution till the October board meeting. We'll make an agenda item. We'll discuss it then.
All right. Table the resolution, but there's still a motion before.
No, table their motion.
Table the moratorium.
Table their motion.
Address it more appropriately.
And consequently, I will not call for the resolution. We'll table this entire issue. Be taken back up off the table at our October meeting.
But there is a motion and second for a moratorium,
which is being removed, withdrawn. Which is being taken.
Okay, so that has been withdrawn. Okay, very
withdrawn.
Good.
And I will
now,
not,
now I'm clear. All right,
I will not call the resolution. I will not call for a voter resolution. I will place it on the table to be taken up off the table in October.
That's good.
All right. Moving on.